Okay, so Baruch Hashem, as Hashem, we started Masechta Megillah this week. So, L'chatzchila, I was going to try to do the end of Beya, the beginning of Megillah, but as the week goes on, more ends off in Megillah than in Beya, so it won't be like a kishur. So we're going to start the bottom Beis of Mebeis, top of Gimel Amud Aleph. And much of what I'm going to say is from... I heard many times from Rav Revda, Zichrona Livracha, on these Gemaras, and they're interspersed throughout his Pirush on Shir HaShirim punkt, which is many of his Torahs there. So a lot of what I'm getting is from there. And his Yartzeit is next Sunday. It should be Lili Nishmasai. So you have the Gemara over here at the bottom. Beis Amavei says, famous Gemara, Omer of Yirmiya, Yitem Rav Chia Barabba, Menatzbach Tzayfim Amrum. The letters of Menatzbach, the letters that are kephalosis, that have doubles to them, we call them Sophis, end letters, or end the letters, however you want to call them, all the Mem, Nun, Sadi, Pei, and Chaf, the Tzayfim, the Nevi'im, said these letters. So, Frak the Gemara, what do you mean? It sounds like they made them up. A Nabi can't make up his own things. Another problem that you see the Luchas had, the Mem and the Samach there, this is, and the Mem is the Mem Sofis, so it was there. So the Gemara tries to say back and forth, they didn't know which way, then the Gemara says, no, but still, a Nabi Rashi L'chadish Dabar. So Gemara says, Alashachum V'chazrum V'yistum. They forgot them, meaning to say that this really was around from Moshe Mi-Sinai, but it got forgotten, and the Nevi'im, the Tzayfim, came back and brought them back to Klal Yisrael. And that's what it means, Tzayfim Amram. So, it sounds like the fact that they forgot it is not a problem, and they reinstituted it is not a problem of a Navi being Mechadish something. Because it's not being Mechadish, it was there already. The problem is, the Gemara, the Pnei Yeshua asks, the Gemara in Temura says that in the days of the mourning of Moshe Rabbeinu, they forgot hundreds of halachas, and they went and they asked the Nevi'im and the Zakenim, you know, what are these halachas? And they told them, I'm sorry, Eila HaMitzvahs, Ein Navi Rashi L'chadish Davar. So you see that just because it was around and was forgotten, when you try to reinstitute it, it seems in the Gemara, it's a problem of being Mechadish something. Because they asked the Nevi'im and the Zakenim, and they said, we can't do anything about it. Ein Navi Rashi L'chadish Davar. That's what the Pnei Yeshua asks. So I emphasize the Pnei Yeshua very simply. What it means over there is that a Navi is not allowed to go ask Hashem, Midin, Nevuah, give us the halacha again, like you gave the first time. No, Eila HaMitzvahs. But Hashem gave the first time to Moshe Rabbeinu, nobody could be Mechadish new things. So if we forget something, the Gemara says over there, you can't go to Shamayim and say, Hashem, give it to us again. And that's what the Nevi'im answered over there. We can't go to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So this is the Pnei Yeshua. Why? Once it's in this world, there's no Chidushim coming down from Shemayim anymore. And that, says the Pnei Yeshua, is what our Gemara started off. And the Gemara started off thinking the Tzayfim Amrum, meaning that the Tzayfim said them, B'nevua mipi ha'gvura. The Pnei Yeshua is learning that when Reb Yirmiya said, Menatzvach Tzayfim Amrum, it doesn't mean that they made it up. It means that they got a nevuah from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. These are the oisiyas to use. And on that, the Gemara asks, what do you mean? Nevuah, ein Navi Rashi L'chadish Davar. You can't be Mechadish anything. You can't be Mechadish in Alpi Nevuah. So what does the Gemara answer? No. Shachum, they were forgotten. And what happened when they were forgotten? Not that the Navi asked Hashem or Hashem told the Nevi'im what the letters are for. The Chazru V'yastum, says the Pnei Yeshua, they were miyased them, his Lashon is, Sheheviu Rayas L'divrayim. It means that they learned it up, and they brought Rayas, that this is the way it has to be. It was B'derech Limud. B'derech Limud they learned it. D'lav Alayu Didhu Kasamchin, a very simple Pnei Yeshua. It's not that we're relying on the Nevi'im, because the Nevi'im can't come and say, Hashem told me to say this halacha. You can't do that anymore. So who are we relying on? We're relying on the Rayas Sheheviu L'divrayim. The rayas that they brought, that this is the way it's supposed to be, so it comes out that that's the way it was, and this is the way it's supposed to be. So it's not because they're getting nevuah min hashamayim, they're mechadish something in Torah through limud, through limud they could do, through rayas they could do. So when we say the tzayfim, we say menatzbach, this is the rules for them, it's not because the Navi told us and we trust the Navi. The Navi brought rayas l'dvarav, and that's what we trust. The shtikl Torah is what we trust from the Navi. And that it says that, and that says the Pnei Yeshua is over there in Tmura as well. What, they couldn't be mechadish, they couldn't bring back the 300 halachas. So how'd they get them back? So Gemara says, Asnil ben Kenaz bilpulai brought them back. What do you mean? Just told me you can't be mechadish anything if you forgot it. Torah says you can't be mechadish of Inavua, but avada through pilpulat Torah. And Mamas in the Briskarov in Tmura, he says this, he brings that, the Gemara in Tmura, and he says, I, the Gemara Megillah, says, a Navi Rashi L'chadish Davar, and the Gemara says, Shachum V'chazir V'yistum, says the Briskarov's Lashon, Loi B'Toiras Nevua, Ki B'Toiras Bezdin, B'Midoi Sha'Toira Nidreshes Bam. It's the same Yisayit as the Pnei Yeshua. So it's a very important thing here. So Rebbe, they're just Ma'irer, it's not his Ha'ara, as we'll see in a moment, that the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Mem Dalid, talks about Arava, the institution of Hashanah of the Arava, right? Arava, the Gemara says, is a Takanas HaNeviim. Is a Takanas HaNeviim. So the Gemara says, Neviim Achrayim, the Gemara says. Arava Yisayid Neviim, who is the Lashon of Rabbi Yochanan, Sukkah Mem Dalid. It's a Takanas Neviim Achrayim Chagai Zechariah Malachi. So the Gemara asks, what do you mean? Arava is halacha l'maisha m'sinai. It's one of those things, halacha l'maisha m'sinai. So the Gemara says, shachum v'chazir v'yastum. The same thing. Arava was halacha l'maisha m'sinai. It was forgotten, and Chagas Zechari Malachi came back, and they were miyasadah. So Dr. Rashi over there, chazir v'yastum al pi hadibur. Al pi hadibur. That it sounds like al pi nevuah. Frakt the all, you open the back of the Gemara, frakt the Rashash, tzarechian mitmura. The Gemara says in Zmura, Navi can't be, even what was forgotten can't come back up in Nebua. Right? So what's Rashi saying? The Maritz Chias also says, Tzarechi and Gadol. The Mitzvah wants to say, Yepis, Arava is only a Hechsher Mitzvah, and therefore it's not called the Dover Chadash. I don't know exactly what he means, but there will be Mefapo in this. And this Rebbe says, L'chayr, this Rashi is very Shver. But he says he found a Yerushalmi. You know, once I see Yerushalmi. So this Yerushalmi is in Sukkah, but I had the exact same Yerushalmi in Shvius. The exact same Yerushalmi. We're asked the question. And it's not only in Shvius, we just had it, Mamish, a few weeks ago, not even a few weeks ago in Masechet Shabbos also. But in Shvius and in Sukkah, it's the exact same Gemara, that the Gemara says, it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. So the Gemara says, no. It was halacha they forgot, and what happened? Va'amdu hashniyim v'iskimo adasa rishonim. Yishami says numerous places. What's the pshat in shachum v'chazru v'yastum? That's how the Bavli always says it. The Yishami says the later dairis came and they were maskim adasa rishonim. Means they went through and they were zoiche to say and be mechavin to what the original halacha was. So they went through their own learning. It's similar to the Pnei Yeshua and the Brisker Rav, that's through learning. But it's Mefurish and Yishalmi. They went and they were Miyagea B'Taira, and through that, Hiskimu Aldas Rishayinim. They came back with the same Chiddush that the Rishayinim had already said. But listen, this is like L'lamdecha. This teaches you. It's Yishalmi in a few places. Shekol Dover Sheneisin Nafshin Bezdin Alav. When Bezdin is Neisin Nafsham on something, Soifei Liyiskayim B'yodun K'moy Shenemar L'moyshem Yisim. For Bezdin or people, they go through something and they're miyageh b'toira to the nth degree, they'll be zoiche that their halacha will be mekuyim like halacha l'moshe m'sinai, and that means to say they can even be mechaven to halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Like it says, this Yishalmi, the pasuk says in Devarim Lamed Beis, ki loy dover reik hu mikem, says the pasuk. The Yishalmi darshins, ki loy dover reik hu. Torah is not reik. Vim reiku, but if there's emptiness, it's mikem, it's your own fault. Lama she'ein atem yegeim boy, because you weren't miyagei enough in Torah. Kiu chayechem. Eimasayu chayechem, when's Torah chayechem? B'shoa she'atem yegeim boy. When you miyagei b'Torah, it's chayechem. It says the Pnei Moshe, what does that mean? When you miyagei b'Torah, Tavoyu al ho'emes v'yiskaimu b'yadchem. And that's the word in Shachum v'chazru v'yistum that the Bnei Yeshua said. And the Briskarov said, that's how the Yishalmi Mamash says. It's a Shver Rashi. Rashi is Shver. But that's the Pshat. Okay. Adkan, the first piece. Now we go to the second piece of Gemara here on Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara says over here, Targum. So Unkelus Hager says the Gemara, says Targum Shel Torah. From Mipi Reb Lezer Reb Yeshua, those were his Rebbeim, Reb Lezer Reb Yeshua. Targum Shel Nevi'im, Yainasa Menazil Amroi, Mipi Chagai Zechariah Malachi. So once he was mechad, he wrote the Targum, Eretz Yisrael shook, and the Baskol said, "Mi uzesh gilu sar levnei Adam? Who revealed my secrets to the people?" Yonis Amenazil said, "What do you mean? I'm the one who did it, and I did it lechvayt chasi, so for your covenant, Rabbeinu Shalom, shalayir b'machloikas b'Yisrael, because there are psukim that are hard to understand, and people are going to say different pshatim." Okay. Oid bikish legalis targum shel ksuvim. He wanted to be mekat. No, yotzabaska v'amud ayecha. You did enough already. Why? My time b'shim the ispe kates Mashiach. It has in it kates Mashiach. Says Rashi in Sefer Daniel. B'Sefer Daniel is the kates of Mashiach is over there. And if you're going to be metargum it, kates has to say sosum. The pasuk by Daniel, Hashem tells him v'atos sosem or sosum or something like that. You should make it, you know, you should hide it over. It should be very unclear. It should be not clear. Now, the Rabbeinu Chananel here, when he says on the side of the page, he says, "V'shal neviim yainisam menuzil amru k'moisha misayris biyadam shel chachamim mipi chagai zechar yom malachi." Right. He says, what did the Gemara say? The Gemara said it was Mipi Zechagai Zechariah Malachi. It can't mean Mipi Chagai Zechariah Malachi. The Marsha points out that Yonasan ben Uzziel was the Talmud of Hillel. And Hillel lived 100 years before the end of Vayesheni. Chagai Zechariah Malachi lived in the beginning of Vayesheni. So there were hundreds of years apart. So Yonasan ben Uzziel couldn't have heard of him Chagai Zechariah Malachi. It means to say he had a Messiah from his Rabbeim who had it back to Chagai Zechariah Malachi. That's what Marsha says, and that's what the Rabbeinu Chananel means here, that he had a Messiah from his Rabbeim back to Chagai Zechariah and Malachi. So now, L'chari, you have to understand something over here. That means to say that the Targum of Nevi'im, and Ksuvim for that matter, it seems, went over Midar Ludar from Chagai Zechariah Malachi for hundreds of years to the Rabbeim of Yonasan ben Uzziel till Yonasan ben Uzziel. So they all knew it. Then Yonasan ben Uzziel went and he was Metargim. Also, Eretz Yisrael shakes. Who was Megala this side? What do you mean? They've been Megala in the yeshiva for the last hundreds of years. Teretz's must be, it's Meduik a little bit in the Gemara. It said, Migila, what's the Lashon? Sisri Livnei Adam, the Hamoin Am. The fact that it exists is not a secret. It exists, but it should go to the Hamoin Am, that not. Now, we'll see. Now, L'chari, we have to understand, what do you mean? What's the problem with the Hamoin Am not knowing the Targum? Like, what's exactly the issue? What was the Rabbeinu Shalom's issue here? Now, in fact, it's a little bit shver a little later because the Gemara says, how come when Unkelus did it, nobody didn't shake? So the Gemara says, well, because Torah is mefarshin milayu. It's pretty explicit anyway. So there's not, everyone knows what it means, and he wasn't megala so much. But Nevi'im, as we said, it wasn't so clear. And the Gemara brings a pasuk over there that if not for Yainis and Azil, we would never know what this misbeit in Yerushalayim is talking about. It was two separate events. So it's like mefarshim milai. So what's the problem? So 1 second. So if it's not clear, so l'chayra, what do you mean? You should tell it to everybody. They should know what's going on. Like Yonasan ben Uzziel did. But what was the Rabbeinu Shalom? What was the Rabbeinu Shalom? Why was he so upset about it? So Zemar de Kataisis Rid, Rev that brings over here, he says, Heruni, they showed me a Taisis Rid. If I remember correctly, and I'm not going to, what's it called this? If I remember correctly, Rav Asher Arieli showed him this Taisis Rid. I think so. Lichtmir and Kapaza, someone's hearing this recording and I'm making a mistake, they can let me know. But Lichtmir and Kap, that he said Rav Asher Arieli showed it to him. The Taiz Rid says, and they bring it in the back here of the thing, it's he says, Kaven de Kosov Targuma de Kroi, Loi Masri Nafshayu Lumilfina Kedemei Kara. Taiz Rid says, before he was Mitargimit, there were Shver Psukim, but you know what you did? You're Miyageya and Torah. You're a Moiser Nefesh to understand Torah. Now it's it. The art scroll's there. It's the Chas Shalom. It's not the art scroll. I'm just saying it's beforeish. So the Rabbeinu Shalom said. So Yisrael Zil said, no, Rabbeinu Shalom, but this problem, there's machleiksim and klai. So this is not working out so well anymore. So now after Megalit, Mestama, that's why he was Megalit. How come for the hundreds of years nobody ever thought of doing it? He was the first one who thought of making it available. Teretich, that moment it was necessary for klai Yisrael, but the Rabbeinu Shalom was upset because till now you had a shver pasuk. Go figure out what it means. The Masri Nafshayu L'mufinika Meikari. That was the problem. Okay, so fine. So that's it. Now we have a big problem over here. Frak the Rishonim. Come along the Rishonim and they ask a question. And this is right here on the page. The Rajba asked the question. He's also going to start off with the Rajba. The Rajba asked the question. Targum Shel Ksuvim. Frak the Rajba. We have a Targum in Ksuvim. At least on parts of Ksuvim. We have on Iyob. We have on Mishlei. We have on Tehillim. We even have on Daniel, I think, and we have a Divra Yomim. So we have Targum Shel, and he says in the Beis Tanoim they also had them. Why? We're going to have later on Halal Megillah. It says even Yud Kairim v'Yud Mitargumin. That means Halal, which is Tehillim, there's a Targum on. Megillah, which is Ksuvim, has a Targum on it. Right? It says in Masechta Shabbos, Rav Gamliel Zokin would stand on Maila Harabayis, but Yosefer Iyuv Targum Lefanim. He had the Targum of Iyuv. So, in fact, the Rajba, we have a Targum. So, what's going on over here? It says no Targum. And Hashem said no. So, we'll get to the Rajba's Teretz later. But the Ritva answers that one of the Tanoim after Yonis HaMenuzil was Mitargum Ksuvim Chutz Misefer Daniel, except Sefer Daniel. Which makes a little bit of sense because the Gemara says, what's the problem? Daniel has the Kates in it. The Taisus HaRosh says, a Chiddush, Yonis HaMenuzil was Mitargum the Emes. Iyov, Mishlei, Tehillim, Emes. Is Metargum those three? Because that we have, says Taisa Rosh. We have that Targum. So he must have done it. He also wanted to be Metargum Daniel, and that's when the Baskol said, don't do anymore. So the Baskol wasn't on all Ksuvim, it was only on Daniel, according to the Taisa Rosh. The Yesh Mefarshim, no, Yannis Amun Azil did nothing, and it was a later Tana that did it. So now L'chaira, we have to understand something here. According to the Ritva and the second Taras of Taisa Rosh, that Yonis HaMenuzil did not do anything. That means Hashem stopped him from doing all of Ksuvim. So Chara, why? Let him do everything but Daniel. Right? Let him do everything but Daniel. Well, you see, later on they did. And now we could ask another question also. And if he wasn't allowed to do it, so how could a later Tana wake up and do it? Like, how was he allowed to do it? That's a Chara very Shver. That's a Chara very Shver Akasha. Now, the Gra in Shir Hashirim in Perek Dalit, Pasuk Yud Beis, it's a Pasuk that says, Perek Dalit, Pasuk Yud Beis, Gal no, Gan Noel Achay Sichalo, Gal Noel Mayon Chasum. So the Gra learns that it's different, it's a Tanakh and Nevi'im, all different things. Mayon Chasum, a spring that is sealed, Hu Ksuvim, that's referring to Ksuvim. Like Chazal say, "Bikish legalis targum shel ksuvim." Yosef Basko v'amr dayecha neishesh b'keitz Mashiach u'b'haketz. It says, "V'atoch chasoim hadvarim." So the guy is saying the whole ksuvim is called chasum. And l'chayr, you have a shver on the gra too. L'chayr, Daniel should be chasum. The whole ksuvim. Why the whole ksuvim? What's wrong with everything else? Like, why is the whole ksuvim? Because the same question. Like, let Yonis HaMenuzil do everything but Daniel. This seems to be a question that we have on the. And these Rishayna. So Rav Revda uncharacteristically brings a maral here. Nagrada, I think I was on the phone with him when he was writing the shtickle. I think so. I don't think I was visiting him then. I think I was on the phone, and he told me, Rav Dov, you don't believe what I just spent my time doing, because he was writing over a whole Pachad Yitzchak. He wasn't so, the Pachad Yitzchak and his Derech Halima didn't really ever cross paths, just to leave it at that. So, but he says, hey, it's the only one I could find that was what's it called? He said, you'll never believe it. And Maral also wasn't something that he quoted often. But he brings the Maral to Pharis Yisrael, that the Maral asks the question. And the Maral says, don't ask, Targum Shel Ksuvim, let Daniel be Matargum everything except for the Kates. And he's saying, even Daniel, let him do even Daniel. And then, I'm sorry, let Yonis HaMenuzil do even Daniel, and the part of the Kates he'll leave out. Ki davar ze ein kasha. He says, it's not a question. He says a very interesting thing, the Maral. He says, if there was no mitzvah from Hashem to be mitargem, loy hoya rashoy letargem. It's not an optional thing, Targum. He says, don't think Torah is like any Sefer Chachma that you could just add on to it what you want. We want a translation, we'll make a Targum. It doesn't work that way. Torah is not Hefka like that. Dover Ze'ena. Ki Torah Sashemi ein roi she'eshinu ba Torah. So he says that the only reason Yainasam and Azil was allowed to be Metargim anything is because Hashem allowed him to. Now it's interesting because L'chair by Nevi'im, he was Metargim it and Hashem seemed unhappy with it. So you have to know how that's going to work. But he says, therefore, we're not going to be Metargim all of Ksuvim because of Daniel. The Ein Loimar Shiesh Letargim Chatzi Ksuvim. He says, you can't be mitargim chatzik suvim. Why? Because it's either all or nothing. So the whole yisayit of targum is, it's a haysafa to Torah that Hashem agrees to. But if you can't do the whole thing, you don't do half of it, says the Maral. It's all or nothing. All or nothing. All or nothing. And all or nothing. So that is the Maral. So the Maral is already giving us a mahalach over here and telling us that we had Rishonim who said that Yonasan ben Uziel did some of it, right? And he's saying clearly it's all or nothing. You can't do it. It's all or nothing. There's a little shver now how that other Tana decided later on to do it. That seems to be a question. Now, let's see one more thing here. Oh, and the Maral continues. V'chein masha amar di'ika mili b'neviyim d'loy mefarshin. That, he says, that's really why Hashem was upset l'chatchila too. If there are things in Navi that the Navi wasn't mefarish, that means he wanted them to be not mefurish. So we can't just come along on our own and change it. That's why Hashem was upset. In the beginning, at least. Because if it's supposed to be Nelamim, it remains Nelamim. Torah, the way it was given, and Nevuahs, the way they were given, are the way they're supposed to be. We can't make changes. This is the Maral. Now, okay. Now, we have the Rajba, we said, had asked the question before. The Rajba was the original one who asked the question. L'chair, we have Targum. So the Rajba answers, again, the same thing. It was one of the Tanoim. It wasn't that Yonasan ben Uziel, and he was a Mitargim Daniel Mishum de Isbe Kates Mashiach. Now, I've read a few times asked, I don't understand. Why can't we be Mitargim all of Daniel except for the Kates? Right? That part, we won't be Mitargim. So he says, he really has a big Maracha, but he says, we find, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Tipa Katzman Shal Mechash Vekitzim. People who try to figure it out, Hashem, we're not happy with them. So if it's going to be very clear in Daniel where the Kates is, that's like open season for people to start figuring stuff out. So therefore, the whole Daniel's out. You can't just do, that's too much. Right? That's too much. Then he says, as the Rajba, now, he says, very similar to the Maral, you know why Yonasan and Uziel didn't do the rest of Ksuvim? Mishum d'cheven shidlo yochel letargam es hakol leirotzel letargam miktosai. The Maral says it's either all or nothing, and the Rajah pretty much says that. That he says Yonasan and Uziel didn't want to do it, the Maral says, it sounds like you can't do it, but they both go with the same mahalach, but again, we have a problem. What about that Tana? What did he do? Now, there's another Maral that says a little differently, and also in Teferet Yisrael Perek Nun Vav. And there the Maral takes it a little further. And he says, it's not just because it's all or nothing, or Yonasan ben Uziel wanted to do all or nothing. Somehow, and it's very tief, he himself says, it's a soid amuk umuflug, the Maral says, okay? So that's where the Pachitzka tries to say pshat in this Maral. But the basic idea the Maral says is that if the Kates is found in Daniel, and Daniel is in Ksuvim, that means everything in Ksuvim is connected somehow to the Kates. And therefore you can't be Metargim any part of Ksuvim. So even though Rashi said, Kates Mashiach bis Sefer Daniel, doesn't mean Sefer Daniel is the only place. It means the ganze Ksuvim is. He's even medayik the Lashon. He says the lashon is what was I looking for over here? He says a lashon. He says it doesn't say. What am I looking for here? What was his lashon? Oh, it says v'leikamar. The Gemara doesn't say shalei ratzel letargem doniel mipnei haketz. Ella. Now Rashi said, which is Daniel's in there. The Gemara says, no, the Gemara means all of Ksuvim has some type of shaykhus to the Kates. That's Soid Amuk Umuflug. Now, you can think about it, you know, if you think about it like a tree that has like a trunk, right, and has roots, and the roots go far out, and it's yoinik from all around. So even though when you look at the tree, right, you see it sitting right here on this piece of ground. It's my own mushal right here, to simplify things in my own mind, right? Right here. But Lamaisa, where is it getting its whole Yanika from? All around. So Daniel is the main place. That's where the Kates is. Or I should say in Daniel. So the part of Daniel around it, that's like the trunk. But somehow, since it's not, Torah is not randomly placed in a chapter somewhere. All of Torah is intertwined. So anything in Ksuvim are all interconnected. So somehow, beside Amuk Umuflag, all of Ksuvim have a Shaychus to it. All of Ksuvim have a Shaychus to it. And that is... that is now very geschmack the Gra, because the Gra says Mayan Chasum. What's Mayan Chasum? Ksuvim. All of Ksuvim is a Mayan Chasum. Why? Because the Gemara says that he wanted to be Matargim Ksuvim, and Hashem didn't let him because it has the Kates. And Hashem told Daniel Vato Chasum, that's not in our Gemara, that's the Gaon answers, you should cover it over and seal it up. And the Gaon is saying, that's all of Ksuvim. It's all of Ksuvim are part of that Vato Chasum. The whole thing has to be sealed up because it has the Kates in it. So you have over here this Machlaikis, we have the Rajba and the Maral telling us that Yonis and Menuziel did not, was not Matargim any of Ksuvim because it's an all or nothing type of thing. And we have another Maral who says, Adarabba, it's not just because it's all or nothing, it's all part of it. You can't do any of it. Not because all or nothing, because the Kates is everywhere. But we have the other Rishayim who tell us, no, that could be, he could have done the other ones. And we have another Tan who did the other one. Taizer Rosh says, Yerusha ben Uzziel did MS, right? L'chaira, it's a little hard to understand, you know, how that worked. And if Yonisam ben Uzziel wasn't allowed to do it, like the Maral and the Rashba, l'chaira, how'd the next Tana do it? It's Tzarechin. Just land off. We start off with the Yigiyas HaTorah. Let's end off with one. We've said this verse many times, but how can we leave without saying it on Gimel and Alpha Megillah? On the bottom it says that Yeshua was standing there, and Yisbe Yeshua v'Yerichai, and the Malach came to him and told him, he's a Sartzva Hashem, and he told him yesterday, Mevatel Talmud Shel Ben Arbayim, and now you're about to Talmud Torah. He said, well, which one are you coming for? He said, Ata Basi, Miyad, Vayolin Yeshua Balailahu. He was Melamed Shalon Bu'umka Shel Halacha. So Taisvah says over here, where do you see in the Psukim anything about Torah or Avoida? So says that was the Kasha. So famous Taisvah says, because he told him, Halonu Ata. Yeshua said, are you coming because Torah Tziva Lanu? Halanu? Ay Litzareinu, you're coming, Litzareinu, the Karbanas protect us from our enemies. That's where you see the Shaila. So L'chair, what should he have answered? He should have said, Lanu, I came for Lanu, but he didn't say that. He said, Atabasi, what's Atabasi, Zaktaisviz? Va'ata kisvu lachem es ashira hazois. So Shmuel Rozavsky and Zichr Shmuel brings to Naponovich Arav. That L'chair, he didn't answer the question. He asked, Torah Tziva Lanu. He answered, Va'ata kisvu. So he said, Torah Tziva Lanu is the chiyuv to limud ha-Torah. Person's obligated to learn Torah. But there's times the person's potter from learning Torah. Person goes out to war, Klai goes out to war, could be their potter from limud ha-Torah. So he came to him and he said to him, you're mevatel Torah. So he told him, Halanu, you coming out to Torah Tziva Lanu, or you coming out to the Karbanas? And the Malach told him, make a mistake. You're taka right. Could be out to Torah Tziva Lanu, your potter. But there's something called Torah that's a Shira. A Shira is something that you sing. seeing that you enjoy, even if you're potter, you sing. Even if you don't have to do it, you sing, because that shows that it's your geschmack in your life. So he told him, you might be potter because you're on the battlefield, but what happened to the shira of Torah? What happened to Atah Kisvu Lechem Es Hashira Azayis? He was munning him and telling him, that you're not doing. And that's what he told him, Atah Basi, I'm coming for the Atah Kisvu Lechem. So what do Yeshua do? Melamed Shalom Be'umka Shal Halacha. That's how we started with the Taitz Rid, and we started with the Yerushalmi, that when a person is lon be'umka shel halacha, with the yigiyas ha'tayra, with the geshmak in tayra, that is the shiras ha'tayra, and Bez Hashem, we should be off to a geshmak a start here, Masechta Megillah, and Bez Hashem, we should be zaych etaka, to be lon be'umka shel tayra. Okay.